Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I appreciate many of you reaching out about the AM radio controversy, how electric cars, many brands such as Tesla, BMW, Ford, Porsche, Audi, Volvo, Volkswagen, had allegedly dropped AM radio from some of their electric vehicle lines. And you asked what would happen to my show. I'm very grateful I got Genesis Communications Network that always has our back, and they podcast our show. And so we're not going anywhere. We're not going anywhere. But it does bother me that there could be a silencing of AM radio on multiple fronts, as we spoke about. AM radio has been a solid, resilient, dependable form of communication during natural disasters, especially when there's power outages. And so, you know, to think that they would get rid of AM radio, they suggested it was the electromagnetic interference, even though there's fixes for that. But that's, an emergency leader said, look, you don't need AM radio. You can get emergency alerts on your phone or car software. But what if the cell tower is damaged? Or the software is hacked? You really want to trust that? FEMA needs to rely on AM waves. According to the National Association of Broadcasters, nearly 80 AM radio stations play a crucial role, serving as primary entry points across the country. These are designated radio stations whose signals cover 90% of the American population and have a direct connection to FEMA and the National Weather Service. In times of crisis, these stations receive emergency information and alerts directly from the federal government, ensuring a reliable and authoritative source of information for the public. And so this interference that these car companies are saying can be overcome to preserve the AM radio transmission. According to Inside Radio, you could have shielding cables and electric motors, install filters, carefully locate electrical components within the vehicle and the receivers themselves. You can isolate shield antenna and RF sections, filter connections, careful grounding, and of course, choreographed replacement of the receiver components. So NAB, the National Association of Broadcasters, launched a Depend on AM radio campaign to spotlight the importance. They said, make your voice heard by texting letters AM to 52886 to tell Congress to keep AM radio in all cars and trucks. I also have made a petition to alert car manufacturers, FEMA, and Congress to keep AM radio in all vehicles. Of course, there's been a lot of concern that some of the reasoning behind it could be related to, well, conservative talk is on AM radio, so that, oh well, there goes Sean Hannity show, and there's, from a health perspective, even if we don't want to get the politics involved of it, we need to have AM radio access. Now, Ford has done a reversal. CEO Jim Farley, great guy, love him, he wrote, and so, oh no, not that Jim Farley, there's a different Jim Farley, I'm sorry. Radio Jim Farley, who I think has also advocated to keep AM radio. But CEO Jim Farley wrote in social media postings that the company is reversing their decision to scrub AM radio after they spoke with government policy leaders who are concerned about keeping emergency alerts that are often sounded on AM stations. So they are going to include it in all of their 2024 Ford and Lincoln vehicles. He wrote this on Twitter and LinkedIn. For any owners of Ford's EVs without AM broadcast capability, we will offer a software update to restore it. So a group of federal lawmakers, bipartisanly, by the way, introduced a bill calling on the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to require AM in new vehicles at no additional cost. Sponsors of the AM for Every Vehicle Act cited public safety concerns, and which we just explained. So I'm happy about that. We need, though, the other brands. Apparently, Ford had removed AM from the 2023 Mustang, Mach-E, and their F-150 Lightning electric pickups after data collected from vehicles showed that less than 5% of customers listened to it. They also said it was electrical interference and reducing costs and manufacturing complexity. But, so, you know, with AM, we have heard time and time again that people aren't listening to AM radio. They're not, they're listening more to FM. And they're listening now more to podcasts or to Pandora or iHeart. Or I have asked individuals who don't usually listen to AM radio, do you ever check in on it? Do you still, they want to know they have it. And yes, people do listen. People flip stations all the time. They might tell you, oh, yeah, I listen to my iHeart, or I listen to my GCN podcast, or I listen to, okay, that's great. But that doesn't mean they never turn to AM. Removing AM, and again, it's this idea that we're fine because it's electric. Every time I hear electric, the second thought I have is, well, what do you do if there's a power outage? I need to know that we have backup plans in case the cell tower isn't working. That's why you have AM radio. That's why you have ham radio. The engineers weren't stupid. You can only do so much if you're in war and there's no power and there's no cell phone, you go to your radio waves. If there's a hurricane or a flood or an earthquake, God forbid that big earthquake hits California or Manhattan and the power goes out and the cell phone towers are down, who's going to get any alerts? The radios are vital when it comes to public health. Period. 1-877-DOC-COLLY. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I don't think we've made a lot of headway on the debt ceiling and the negotiations, and many of you have asked what is going to happen if June 1st comes around, and what would happen to Social Security, what would happen to Medicaid, food programs. And so I never really panic about this kind of stuff because they always make a deal. Now, they always say, oh, the government's going to shut down, and then they make a deal. All right? But it is making people a little nervous. Because I think the House was supposed to go on vacation starting Memorial Day. And so if they really want to get the deal done, this week. I think the Senate also was going on vacation. So McCarthy met with President Biden on Monday, said the discussions were productive, but then I think on Tuesday they said no deal yet. And the Democrats have insisted on raising the debt limit without preconditions, we're being told. But Republicans want to slash they want to decrease. So there's a few things that's going on. But I want to answer the first question that one of you had. What would happen if the deal isn't made? Okay, so one concern people have is if we don't reach an agreement, the government will not be able to pay all of its bills in full on time. And this would start as of June 1. The U.S. would default. Now, remember, this is in the same year that we're saying, oh, yeah, we don't need to collect student loan payments. Not that the student loan payments would handle it all, but there is a lot of concern that if we are in this much debt, why are we doing that, you know, a lot of spending? Why aren't we collecting on student loans? Or, yet I want students to get relief, just not by the taxpayer, by the schools. The schools that got the money should put the money back into a fund to give it back to students. That's what I think should be done. But no, none of that is being talked about. So we're not really encouraging a lot of people to go out there and work and put money and tax dollars into the, because when you work, you have payroll taxes and you have you pay taxes towards the government. Not a lot of discussion there. But the U.S. hits its $31.4 trillion debt ceiling in January. They say the Treasury has been using cash and extraordinary measures to satisfy obligations since then. Whether that includes printing money, you know more than I. So, Social Security. 66 million retirees, disabled workers, and others receive monthly Social Security benefits. Average benefit is about $1,827, according to CNN. Two-thirds of beneficiaries rely on Social Security for half of their income. For 40% of recipients, it's 90% of their income. So, the payments could technically be delayed. Now, the Treasury has, we put money into Social Security. That money should be there. So we're being told Social Security would still be paid. There is supposed to be a fund. Everybody getting Social Security, unless they came to this country recently, put money into the fund. That money should have been there the whole time. But the benefits are dispersed four times a month. On the third day of the month, on three Wednesdays, roughly $25 billion a week is sent out. That could be hurt or stopped or affected temporarily. Federal employees and veterans benefits. This is if they don't reach a deal. More than 2 million federal civilian workers and around 1.4 million active duty military members can see their paychecks delayed. Federal government contractors could see a lag in payments, which could affect their ability to compensate their workers. Veteran benefits, disability payments, pensions. You know, it's interesting. We didn't have a debt ceiling crisis or a government shutdown, I believe, when Medicare had just stopped paying the doctors for a while. And they said, oh, there was a glitch. And so, I say it sucked. And we never got the money back. So, that shouldn't happen. Everybody should be able to get the money back when the government reopens or they come to a deal. But it's not fun when you're not getting paid what you need to get paid. They say the financial markets could crash, that stocks could drop, and then borrowing costs, yields on U.S. Treasuries will rise to compensate for the increased risk that bondholders won't receive the money they're owed from the government. They say interest rates on loans, credit cards, mortgages are often based on Treasury yields, the cost of borrowing money, and paying off debt. So Americans are already dealing with issues from the Federal Reserve rate hikes. So costs of borrowing money will rise, less spending, it could actually worsen the recession. So a debt default would trigger an economic downturn. Spike in unemployment, and so it could be a lot of damage. I'm not worried. I think we always end up figuring this out and coming to, you know, some sort of agreement. But Interestingly, one of you had asked, you know, what are the big sticking points? Well, one of which has to do with the work requirements for some of these benefits. And apparently there's a proposed work requirement that to receive the benefits, especially in areas of high joblessness. So let me see if I could find a little bit more of what that is. And I apologize if I don't have this. I did. And so one thing that the Republicans had asked for is in areas with high joblessness or jobs available and people not working, to bring back the work requirements, Medicaid, etc. They said they want to cut states' ability to waive work requirements in places with high joblessness. So if there's jobs available, but there's people that are not working, then should there be a work requirement? Where I'm mixed on that is, if somebody's working, they're paying taxes. Now, I get we have individuals who are disabled, but we have a lot of individuals who are not disabled, not working, because they could get the benefits. So if there's a work requirement where you'll get the benefits as long as you show you're working, that would be very helpful to the tax system and to employers who need able-bodied workers. I can't tell you the health ramifications for people who can work that don't. Even when somebody retires, we recommend they keep busy because they'll gain weight. Their mind will start to go. So healthy individuals who could work should be able to work. And when we heard that people said they'd have to be offered $107,000 a year in some cities to make it worth their while to get off the couch, that's a problem. It's because they're making enough money in entitlements. GOP lawmakers also want to cut the IRS funding. They want the White House to accept provisions for their proposed immigration overhaul. The White House, they also want to do cuts to non-defense spending, but increase funding for the military, which I do agree with. We do need to bolster our military, considering we might be at war with Putin and Xi Jinping in the next year, or a few months even. People are surmising that health care and Meals on Wheels and other programs would get cuts from that. Work requirements on Medicaid, again, is another issue that, you know, do individuals who are going to get that can work, should they work? White House wants to keep defense and non-defense spending flat. And they want to raise revenues or raise taxes. So, on the rich. Are they going to come to an agreement? Remember, McCarthy got in to his position. And the GOP got control of the House because they promised they would limit the spending. And they would, you know, reform immigration. And they would fix, and so I don't see them giving in too much. And what ends up happening, as it always happens, is they think it's going to be more politically painful if they let the default happen. So somebody's going to get, it's plain chicken. But we'll see what happens. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hi. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
USA News Update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is running for president and will make it official in a live Twitter audio feed tonight. Former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin tells Fox News DeSantis has a very steep hill to climb.
At this point, President Trump is way ahead, so it's a daunting task really for any of these other candidates.
So what's the worst that could happen if the federal government defaults on its debts?
First thing that's going to happen is the financial markets are going to sell off, stock prices go down, interest rates rise.
Economist Mark Zandi of Moody's Analytics. House and White House negotiators are back at the table, trying to agree on a deal to raise the debt limit and satisfy Republican demands for spending cuts. It was a year ago today, a gunman walked into an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, and took 21 lives. 1 year on, still no official explanation for why 100 law officers waited for more than an hour before entering the school. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you are going to be heading to the warm waters of the Caribbean next week or the summer. A lot of deals on cruises, some great vacation sort of opportunities. But I want to warn you guys about the flesh-eating bacteria that can thrive on seaweed, coral, on some of the things you scrape your foot on, even plastic pollution. Vibrio bacteria is not fun. And Vibrio loves marine plant and animal sediment and tissue, and it's along the coastline. And we've had people sickened very severely by eating food and seafood that could have been infected with these pathogens, drinking in seawater that had it. You could get cholera. But the species Vibrio vulnificus can also get into a wound. So if you scrape yourself on coral or cut yourself on plastic or something, the bacteria could get in. And flesh eating, it'll destroy the surrounding tissue. So they love to live on waste. And they have, we have a lot of garbage and things like that. It'll apparently colonize any of that. A recent analysis from the Florida Atlantic University included samples of ocean plastic collected in the Caribbean and the Sargasso Seas in 2012-2013, as well as samples from brown seaweed called sargassum, eel larvae, and seawater. In both the plastic and seaweed samples, the team found multiple species of Vibrio bacteria, some of which had never been seen before. Another genome analysis suggested that some had significant pathogenic potential. In experiments in the lab, the open ocean bacteria clung to and colonized these plastic samples. This is according to MSN. And so their lab work showed that the Vibrio was very aggressive, could actually stick to plastic within minutes. I mean, we're talking about bacteria that is in water. That means they have a sticking mechanism, which means you swimming by or touching, they could very easily stick to you. And this being that aggressive means you might be more at risk. So do not go into the open water with a cut. If so, waterproof bandages cover it, or just avoid it, because I don't know if I can trust the waterproof bandages. And if you do cut yourself while you're snorkeling, scuba diving, swimming, get that looked at and cleaned immediately. You might even have to get on an antibiotic. Now, most telemedicine companies will not give antibiotics preventatively. We might for tick bites, but a lot of these companies, they can't, just because of the antibiotic overuse, so you might have to get that in person. But you could always call the telemedicine company and see if that's something that they would do. So this study was published in Water Research, but I know, you know, it's vacation time, and I've stepped on coral, have water shoes. I call them water shoes. I don't know if there's a better name for it, where they're not flip-flops, but you put them in and you slide in, and they surround the ankle. And I would definitely suggest making sure you aren't barefoot. And when you do snorkel, wear fins or flippers, whatever they are. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Brain-eating amoebas are a concern this time of year. Usually, we will see these in the south. These brain-eating amoebas, like or Naegleria fowleri, and they love fresh water. They love warm water. And when you swim in a fresh body of water and kick up the silt and swim underwater, it'll find a way into your nose and then crawl to the brain and sadly could kill you. The Ohio Public Health Association, however, wants health professionals to be aware and the public to be aware that this isn't just a South thing. In the North, they are starting to see more and more of these, probably because of the warmer weathers. So according to the case report, they said increased incidence of N. fowleri, now Naegleria fowleri, which is a brain-eating amoeba, in northern climates is but one of many ways climate change threatens human health and merits novel education of healthcare providers. Hence, if you have a kid or somebody with a real, real bad headache, you need to ask about if they've been swimming in any fresh water and what they've done. And remember, one kid got it from a water park. I mean, this isn't just about you swimming with nature. Water parks are supposed to have high levels of chlorine to make sure that people aren't, that these pathogens aren't getting into the, but unfortunately, let me see here. I think it was a kid from Texas. If I could pull up, this happened, I think, about a year ago. And it was, he was at a water park, and sadly, we were told that the worker was supposed to check the chlorine every day, and only checked, I think, a few times that week. And the child was in the water park. That, it was in Texas. Yeah, this was last September. No, a year and a half ago. So we've had cases over the last few years in Northern California, North Carolina, and unfortunately, this is just something that is really, really hard to battle, because once it gets diagnosed, it's already in the brain. I mean, I live in Nevada. There was a Southern Nevada male. You don't usually see these in Nevada. You see these southeast, who died of a brain-eating amoeba. 18-year-old was swimming in the Kingman Wash, the Arizona side of Lake Mead, and he got PAM, which is the meningeal encephalitis that can affect the brain, that will cause, basically what happens is the amoeba enters, and then it goes up to the brain, and then it causes an infection of the central nervous system. The Neisseria fowleri can actually munch on the brain. You end up having horrible headaches, seizing, coma, and could die. So headache, fever, fatigue, vomiting, that could progress to neck stiffness, light sensitivity, hallucinations, seizures, coma, and death. And early symptoms can surface 1 to 9 days post-exposure, but oftentimes we catch it too late. According to the CDC, only 4 people in the U.S. out of 154 were able to survive between the years 1962 and 2021. Now, 5 survivors of the infection happened in North America. 4 of the 5 were U.S., but 1 was also North America. They were treated with an experimental anti-parasite drug, miltefosine, as well as hypothermia. They lowered the body temperature. Why? The amoeba likes heat. 2 of these children made an absolute full recovery. The other ones that did survive weren't neurologically intact, had issues. So how do you avoid these? And again, the reason why this is news is because if you're in Ohio, Ohio's saying, look, you know, we are seeing more of these in the northern climates. The single cell organism loves soil, warm, fresh water. Water tank, heater pipe. That's why when you flush your sinuses, we do not want you to use tap water. Some individuals get it from the tap water when they use distilled or sterile water. If you're going to flush out your sinuses. Because you use tap water, it's living in a pipe. It'll go right up to your nose. So, yeah, nasal passages, use plugs when you swim underwater, or nose clips, and avoid irrigating your nasal passages with tap water. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I was trying to live on $6 a week, and I was able to make it work, I was skinny. I was able to, you know, I had a loaf of bread, a container of milk, not a stick of butter. I had a loaf of bread, container of milk, cereal, some turkey ham, and I lived on that, and then went out maybe with some, date, whatever might take me to dinner on the weekend, but I was able to, $6 a week, cover my food. What I couldn't cover, and I was always nervous about, was paying for sanitary products, like tampons and maxi pads. And I made it work. Sometimes I would use extra toilet paper, whatever. And I don't know how I afforded it, but I was able to do it. And it was tough. That stuff is expensive. Well, this generation, the younger generation, if anything was ever going to be questioned, it's this generation doing it. And apparently, this period poverty, where people can't afford tampons or maxi pads or don't want to go through the hassle, have another option. And this other option, I don't have any pros or cons yet on this one, but their other option is free bleed. Don't wear a tampon. Don't wear a maxi pad. You're wearing underwear, right? Just bleed. If there was ever a generation to question tradition, it's this one. And apparently there's TikTok trends where you could free bleed. You have underwear. It has an extra pad. If you bleed through, you put on a new pair of underwear. If you bleed through, people see it. Who cares? It's natural. I went through huge obstacles to make sure that nothing would leak. Now, remember, when I was also going through school, it was a time where women were having a lot more equal access, but we felt that the second we looked like we couldn't do the job or we were impeded, we could, hurt the whole women's movement. And so we kept our periods to ourselves. I mean, I told my whole classroom and my friends, but I gotta leave me alone, I got my period. But when it came to work, you kept it hidden. So the last thing you would have wanted is a leak or anything. But this generation is like, so what? So what if you leak through? Not the biggest deal. And fascinated, I was watching Ted Lasso. And Ted Lasso comes back from the bathroom. And he makes a joke about how he didn't, I guess, I got to come up with the right words, but he didn't tinkle and leave drops on his khakis or something like that. Is that a thing where a lot of men will have urine after they pee on their... If this is something that is already done for one sex and gender, then no wonder other individuals are like, well, why can't I? Why do I have to go through such painstaking work and risk toxic shock and have these pads or buy period underwear? And period underwear apparently is getting the credit for this because it changed the thinking. A lot of us Gen X's and baby boomers are horrified by the thought of you're just going to just let it go in underwear. Yeah, the period underwear supposedly absorbs it, although now there's a lot of controversy because of the chemicals. In order to make underwear that doesn't leak through, there's a lot of chemicals, waterproofing and all that. But it's starting to change the whole thought process of, do we have to contain our bodily fluids? Now, will that open things up to, for those of us who might have incontinence, that's okay. I peed on myself. Not going to be home for another 5 hours. I sharted. Guys, just live with it. That happens. Are we going to destigmatize bodily fluids to the point that people may have self-sessions at work? I don't know where this is going, but I'm amazed. Every day, something new amazes me about what society is changing. Now, trust me, the average, I think, millennial and Gen Z is still buying maxi pads and tampons. But this is the generation that's questioning, do we have to spend that money? It's expensive. Some of us can't afford it. Why not? Who cares if we bleed through? I'm, from a health standpoint, okay, it isn't good to bleed through. you do, the reason why there's sanitary napkins is you're trying to keep the area sanitary. Blood carries pathogens, can carry pathogens. You do not want to expose other people to that. You don't want to, so, I mean, look at how we acted with COVID. You have somebody decide, I'm not going to use a barrier. Now you need to clean up every chair and, you know, toilet seat. And it's, well, you should be cleaning the toilet seats anyway. Not to mention, one of the reasons why we embalm, you know, people after they pass to get them ready for the funeral is because, you know, after a period of time, bacteria sets in. And I don't think it's been studied to the degree that it needs to. What happens to your vaginal flora or the skin if it has that constant exposure or that blood trap? So I'm still old school and would prefer that we increase access to maxi pads. If you don't want to put a tampon in, you don't have to. You can at least use a maxi pad. But I think we really should still increase that access. Which, by the way, though, I'm sorry, but can we do something about the adhesive? You know how ridiculous it is where you get a wax and then all of a sudden the adhesive of the maxi pad shifts and then, you, oh, okay, that is, that's a problem and a half. Fix the adhesive. But period poverty is a real thing. I know people are going to be joking about it, but it's a real thing. Condoms. One of the reasons why we have issues with abstinence and unwanted pregnancies, it's costing a buck a condom. Now, we have clinics that pass these things out. There's ways to get... I was at the airport in Houston, and there was a big box of tampons. I didn't take any because I don't need them anymore, but that was really, really nice. But the average person, when they need one, they don't have access to one. So, that if you don't want to see free bleed, we got to figure out how to increase access to this other stuff. But from a medical standpoint, I just don't think it's going to be the best thing to do. I don't think it's also going to be practical. When I had to do 36-hour shifts, I risked getting toxic shock because I had to use whatever to make sure I could get through the shift. But yeah, you don't have time to go to the bathroom. It's not safe. There has to be a better way. And I'm worried because what a lot of women are doing is just not having a period anymore. They're just taking continuous birth control. And that hasn't been shown necessarily to cause health effects, but I've had a lot of women say they feel better when they have a period. It's just a cleansing, and they feel less bloated. And so we don't want, you know, to make the period a real, real bad thing. But maybe this generation is like, well, then fine. You know, just wear some dark pants or wear light pants. Who cares? Okay? It's going to be the new fad. Trust me. One celebrity is going to, I don't know if it'll be Taylor Swift or somebody, is going to on stage have an accident. And they're not going to call it an accident because we aren't going to want to shame it. And they're going to just have a bleed, a free bleed. Say, this is what we're doing, guys. Remember there was that one singer who decided to pee on a fan? I don't know. People are really just taking things to change. It's going to take me a while. I'm not really good with change, but that's what we got right now. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I tell you, I don't know, man. Yeah, puberty's not easy, but I don't know. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.